listening to The Starting Lineup with James Cebulski, Perry Solkowski, and Rick Dhaliwal on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
A real test for New York. They've got to stay solid, stay disciplined, don't allow chances in front of goal.
And right in front of goal is the chance. Hurtado drives it by Stuver. And just as you say it, Ian, the equalizing goal is scored.
Whitecaps draw New York City FC 2-2 on the weekend at Yankee Stadium. A valuable point gained as the Caps are back home getting set for a critical Canadian Championship match tonight or tomorrow night at BC Place. Joey Kenward and Marcus Fitzgerald with you, sitting in for the vacationing James Cebulski and Perry Solkowski. Thanks for being with us here on the Starting Lineup to talk a little bit about the Whitecaps and their upcoming clash with Toronto FC. We're pleased to be joined by Caps midfielder Russell Tybert. Russell, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're great, and thanks for getting up so early to talk to us. It's been a whirlwind schedule for you and your Caps comrades the last little while. How happy were you to be able to get a point out of New York on the weekend?
You know what? We actually could have won that game. I don't know if you guys had seen it, but Breck's free kick almost went off the crossbar, and that could have been 3 points for us. But, you know, we're happy to get the one in New York City because they are a tough team and it is a tough place to play.
And it's a valuable point gain for your squad, isn't it? Because it's been a bit of a grind here for the Caps MLS-wise into August to keep fighting for that final playoff spot in the Western Conference. What did you like about your team's effort and the Big Apple?
It was like the old Whitecaps on the road, a tough team to beat, a team that wasn't going to give up to the final whistle, and you know, a team that did, you know, finally have a breakthrough in the last 10 minutes of the game, and that was our recipe for success years in the past, and it kind of seems like we got that back.
Russell, a player like Eric Hurtado, he hasn't been out there a ton this season, but he comes in and scores a big goal to secure a point at a very tough place to play. What does it say about Eric, and what does that say about the way your team is thinking and feeling about things right now?
Yeah, you know, I think it's there will be critics about Eric, and I think he's always had them, but he always takes it in stride, and he is a true pro, because you guys only see Eric on weekends or maybe on an odd Wednesday game, but I see Eric train every day, and I see him put the ball in the back of the net every day and how hard he works. And it's just a testament to who he is as a person and his character as a professional. So, you know, I've seen him do it for 5 some odd years, how long we've been playing together. Every time he gets a chance to play, he seems to score. He might have the best strike rate per 90 minutes I've ever seen or played with.
Russell Tybert from the Caps joining us here on the Starting Lineup. Goal scoring and spread out scoring hasn't been an issue for your club. You get a lot of different players providing some offense, whether it's the likes of Kai Kamara, who leads the team. Alphonso Davies is red hot. Christian DeChera has 6 goals on the year. How important is it for a team in MLS, if they want to get to the playoffs, to be able to depend on more than just one or two players to find the back of the net?
Yeah, I think you guys are hitting a nail on the head. You know, you need guys to be producing on all areas of the field. But I also think we're kind of omitting the fact that we need to keep the ball in the back of the net as well. And that's been a big one for us this year, is trying to keep clean sheets and limit the goals and chances that teams are getting against us. So I think if you can limit the activity and chances from the other teams on your own goal and have guys scoring from all positions that are up front, I think, you know, it's a good recipe for winning games.
Well, and Russell, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that the big reason why you're currently out of the playoff picture in the West is the fact that, what you just said, defensively the team hasn't been great. You're averaging 2 goals against per match. How important is that inside the locker room as far as a talking point goes if you want to be a postseason squad come September and October?
You're absolutely right. I think we need to be a lot better defensively and keep the ball at the back of the net, because both our goalkeepers, Ryan Rowe and Stefan Marinovich, are playing very good. They're making key saves, and it's down to us as an 11. It's not just all on them, you know, to keep the ball at the back of the net. And I feel very confident and comfortable with the team that we have. It's just about putting the basics and fundamentals into practice and not losing focus for a full 90 minutes.
Russell, you got the first leg of the Canadian Championship Final tomorrow night at BC Place. Toronto FC is in town. Does the mindset change? I mean, going from MLS play to Canadian Championship, because you have a ton of experience in these types of matches.
Not at all. It's the same mentality, because it'll be the same things that'll get your result. You can't really do anything different. You're not going to become a different player or a different team overnight. like I just said, it's about doing the basics and the fundamentals right and trusting in your game plan to get a result. Obviously, we know it's a two-legged series. It's a two-legged championship. And we know we can't win it in the first 90 minutes, but we can definitely set ourselves up nicely.
You're taking on the team that won the championship last year and getting into the CONCACAF Champions League. Toronto FC had a magical run, getting right to the final. They didn't win it, but they experienced the real highs of winning a national championship. And although they are not in great shape standings-wise, how difficult an opponent do you face starting tomorrow at home?
We know who they are. You know, we know how good they are and how many quality players and superstars that they have. And we're definitely not going to take them lightly because, again, we know the potential of the team. We saw their run in the Champions League, and we're actually, as a fan of the game, I was rooting for them to go out and do well and represent the MLS and win the trophy. Unfortunately, they didn't. But, you know, we know that could potentially be in the cards for us if we win this Canadian Championship this year. So we know what's on the line. We know who our opponent is. And again, it's just about worrying about what we can do, you know, to win the trophy again.
Russell, that Toronto-Vancouver, I guess, inferiority complex has been there in sports for years. How big of a rivalry is there in Toronto? And after you play tomorrow at BC Place, what is it like playing at BMO Field in an atmosphere like that in terms of tough places to play around the league?
Yeah, there is no rivalry for me. I think, you know, I was asked this question yesterday. If I do want to get revenge back on Toronto, you know, for beating us and in the dying minutes of the Canadian Championship years in the past. And for me, there is no rivalry. It's just about who has the right to being the best team in Canada, and you want those rights. For me, I love having those rights because I know what it feels like. I've won this trophy before, and I want that feeling again. That being said, you know, playing in Toronto, it is a hostile environment, but you want that. You want to play in front of those crowds, and you want to play in you know, where fans are passionate. And we definitely have that here, too. Our fans are passionate about the team. They're passionate about the sport here. And that being said, BC Place will be a tough place for them to play tomorrow.
Hey, Russell, good luck tomorrow. I know that Canadian Championship is a trophy that's near and dear to your heart. You won it in 2015. Good luck taking that first step to getting it back in your hands over the next 7 days.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll do my best.
Russell Tybert, Whitecaps midfielder, joining us here on the starting lineup.
Sportsnet 650.